Have you ever gone to a Chinese restaurant, Opie, and you look at the menu, and then you see a table of Chinese people, and it looks like they're having a fucking feast?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's not on the fucking menu. Same thing with sushi.
Yeah, but I don't
know. They have a whole bottom shelf of deliciousness.
Yeah, but when I walk in...
Well, they, I mean, with the flannel and the fucking space boots.
You got to walk in with...
Like, you want cheeseburger.
Yes, you're walking...
They're like, break out the dim sum.
Two glasses of Tang coming right up.
It's fucker.
Two glasses of Tang, sir, coming right up.
There's a guy, he must have been camping. He's here now.
You gotta walk in like you're being blinded by the sun, and then they take out the good stuff.
Oh, let me blinded by the
just a fancy way of being racist. That's all.
Blinded. Like it's a breeze in your face.
Right.
Karen here? Oh, Karen's brother.
If you walk in
out of a sandstorm.
If you walk in like you're about to sneeze, they're gonna break out the good stuff from the back. I can't even hear you guys.
Can't
you?
What?
I've been sick since the last time we did radio together.
For the whole weekend.
So everyone had a nice 3-day weekend, and I was just laying in fucking bed.
Yes, it's what Dr. King wanted. You off the streets.
What the fuck is that about? I love the black man.
Shut up. You want as many white people off the streets as possible on Monday.
Martin Luther King's a tough day, man. Can't reservations for the restaurant packed.
It was packed.
Oh, really? Everyone wants.
We were busy.
Sunday and Monday, right?
Packed.
Everybody's out this weekend. Everybody's out.
Ah, fuck. I didn't even get it. I finally got some air yesterday. I walked around my neighborhood. So, what's up, Sherrod?
Chilling.
I was making fun of you on the Instagram.
Where are you? I just got back from fucking Chase Bank.
Me and Carl don't believe you.
What? I was on
we
the one.
Don't believe you, man.
First of all, I went to the one on 42nd Street. You know, you got to go up the escalator to the second
just
floor.
Just because you still got details doesn't mean it's true.
I'm just like, you know, the asshole that I took. I got the envelope in my. Okay.
I told
that's how I used to be with the cops, and I got pulled over. I'm like, okay, so I was in my wife's house.
Why
you
would
know
I have
is,
this right? A Chase envelope in my, with cash in it?
Because you're rich, bro.
That's
I've seen
true.
You on every
that
channel.
That's a prop.
First of all, I'm going to tell you exactly what happened here.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
I go to Sag Harbor, did my show. Great show.
It was
packed.
Any
it was
radio
fucking
fans?
Amazing. Mad radio fans took pictures with everybody.
Yeah!
It was unbelievable. The fan love was crazy.
Good.
And then I go out after we go to a bar. We all drink and it's getting fucked up. Everybody get fucked up.
That's a white town, bro.
That's a white town. Okay, that's a white town.
That's
right?
A very white town.
The bartender, I give the bartender my card and say, hey, drinks on me, this whole section, some of the workers from the club and whatnot.
Right.
Take care of drinks.
Yeah.
The bartender gives my card away to another dude. I'm like, whoa, bitch, I'm the only black dude here. Who the fuck did you get my card to?
Wow,
she gave it to
really?
Some Muslim dude, she said.
No.
By mistake. And she was like, here's the good news. You don't got to pay for drinks tonight. I was like, first of all, I don't know what you charge him on my card.
Right.
Oh, God, I hope that Muslim does something bad.
Second of all,
and they find your ID on him.
They're going to trace the ISIS shit right back to
fuck.
Me.
Wait, can I say that as a joke? Fuck, you can't joke about
think,
that
I don't
shit.
I think you can. I think you're in trouble.
I'm taking that back,
listen,
man.
If the dude walked away with my ATM card with my name on it, he's a terrorist. And I can say that.
He didn't fucking give it back?
He didn't bring it back. I guess he might have been drunk or something when he left. Who knows?
Is
but
it,
she gave it away.
Is it your debit card? Your ATM card?
ATM debit, same shit. And
right.
then it was holiday weekend, so no Monday.
Yeah.
So dude. I had to wait to Tuesday to go in there. Then I go in there, and these Chase sons of bitches.
I mean, right?
First of all, they told my manager on the phone, just go in there with his ID, he get his card, no problem.
Right.
I go in there, and he's like, no, we got to mail it to you now.
No,
it's a new policy we did two, 3 months ago.
Why? Why do they have to mail it to you?
I don't know why, but I'm looking at this, and I'm like this. Nope.
You think it's because
manager. E, what do you say?
Chip settings.
Chip settings.
Yeah, I had to get my the strip on my card went, and I just thought maybe they could issue me another card.
Right.
Bank of America had to send it to me through the mail.
Right.
Yep.
So they expedite in 2 days, but I have to wait. They'll send it to my office.
So you still don't have an ATM card?
No, so I just took out cash.
They should give you a temporary card.
But why is it the E-Rock? Is it so the chip knows he's black?
How dare you, sir? My card has a chip on the shoulder.
You need some cash?
No, I'm good. A lot of hot girls came through to him yelling Opie. I was like, oh,
yeah.
They really love this son of a bitch. They love him. It annoyed me. Hot girl was like, is Hopi here too? I was like, no.
Hey, man, that's Long Island.
Yeah, you got a stronghold out there.
I'm strong on Long Island.
Yeah, strong
I don't know
Island.
About the rest of the country, but I got my people on Long Island.
They represent it, man. They represent it.
I love Long Island.
I never
girls.
Forgot about Long Island. Yeah, so I've been sick since last week because my kid came down. My kid was really sick. We ran him to the doctor like last Tuesday or Wednesday. You guys are going to be able to relate to this shit. So she goes, I'm going to test him for strep and the flu. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. She comes back like, well, this is the first I'm seeing this year. He's got both.
Oh, Jesus. He's a go-getter.
Pushing 105 temp, pushing possible hospital, all
your
that
youngest.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was fucking scary for like 2 days. 104, 104.7.
Was that part of what you had too? Did you catch that from him?
Bro. I caught it after him. That's my point here.
Oh.
Because soon as my wife said, we got to bring him in to the doctor's office, this is where you guys can relate and every fucking parent out there. I'm like, oh, we're all getting sick now.
Yep. Yeah.
We got to go to the doctor's office in the middle of winter. That's a guarantee you're gonna have something in 2-3 days.
Oh,
guarantee.
I go,
don't touch anything in here.
The fucking kids. I sit away from all kids in there. I don't touch any kids under those toys in the office, in the doctor's office. No.
Right.
My kid almost got me locked up last year. I'm at my house. Me and my wife are getting hammered.
Right.
It's like 8 o'clock at night.
Right.
We left the restaurant early. My daughter kicks my son off the bed. He breaks his arm.
Ouch.
My God.
So we get to the hospital. I fucking smell like Ike Turner.
So they think.
Yes. I'm like trying to admit my son. All of a sudden, I feel it. I'm like, wait a second. This bitch is asking me questions. Like,
whoa.
I'm like, yeah, my daughter kicked him off the bed. And he's like, where did it happen? What time? Were you drinking the whole time? I'm like, oh,
my God.
Shit. I look at my wife, and I'm like, I'm going to go move the car. I went to McDonald's.
You're out.
I text my wife. I'm like, yo, I felt the heat coming around the corner. You know, I was like, I'm out of here. She's like, you just left us in the hospital. Your son's crying. I'm like, listen. I'll buy him an Xbox, but I ain't going to jail.
I don't blame you.
I was gone.
Because you can't trust anybody.
I was gone.
They start getting suspicious and looking at it. You ever drop your kid off at school with a black guy?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, is that fun.
Oh,
boy, is that fun.
Crazy now.
Will, you're giving me the side look?
It's crazy now.
I had nothing to do with this shit.
And I say her mother hits her and has to walk away.
I've made it a point that I don't hit my kids. You hit?
No.
You hit?
I hit back in the day so I don't have to hit now. I won a little scorcher to the bottom.
You hit.
When she was two, and then she'd get to now. I never have to do anything else.
I'm a stepfather, so I...
Oh,
I hit.
Oh, you're going to jail.
You hit with fucking hangers.
I'm a stepfather, so I can't hit, but I'll tell you one thing. You
walk
know what I mean?
The house with a tire iron.
That's not
I
my
can't
kid.
Hit my kids, but I can arrange an accident. You know what I mean? I can come around a corner, you know, bump into them by mistake, maybe knock down a Christmas tree or two. You know what I mean?
I hitting a kid, a step kid, is business. I said on this show years ago, I mean, my kids are getting up there now, man. I've been a father for 6 years now already, yeah. 6 and a half. And I don't hit. But if you got to hit, you hit, I guess.
Yeah, if you can hit,
you
hit.
I try to go down the road like, I don't think you should be hitting your kids. And man, these phones will light up like,
yeah,
fuck you.
Mind your business when it comes to hitting your kids. But you know what? You can't abuse your kids.
No, of course
you can't leave
not.
Marks on your kids, but you got to discipline your kids.
Oh, there are times you want to hit.
Otherwise, the street's going to discipline.
You want to hit.
I agree. I don't hit my kids because I'll get locked up because they ain't mine.
Right.
But I think you should be able to light them up.
I want
to
hit my nephew really? More than I want to hit my daughter.
Some kids, I mean, listen, guys, I'm in like a really privileged area.
Yeah.
Some of those kids are monsters, man.
Yeah.
They're monsters. They talk to their parents like, I wouldn't even, my father would murder me.
My sister works in New York City for Child Protective Services.
Right.
And she's letting you know right now, it's fucking lockup season. Are you coming? Straight up.
Lock up season.
Because kids get sad and parents can't provide for holidays and shit like that.
Right.
and the kids in the house because it's cold. They ain't outside playing, and that's when scratches come and they lock your ass up in the winter. They will lock you up. That's
what
she told me.
January and February is lockup season.
December, November
it starts.
I'm going to Miami. I'll come see the kids in June.
Oh God, is that funny?
And if you're a step parent, if you got a scratch,
right?
You're gone. Period. These months, you're going. They're locking you up. Period.
I came home. My daughter had a black eye. Then I called her from the Sands in the Pocono. My wife. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, roulette. Safer than being in that kill box.
My wife's at the doctor's with my daughter now because we think she might be getting the strep. So I'm like, don't fucking touch anything.
Yes,
you're done, dude. Don't touch anything at the doctor's office.
You're done.
Because I'm sick of my Sudafed dick. Fucking had it.
I didn't see that coming.
I'm sick of it. I want to be able to feel my dick again.
You can't feel your dick on Sudafed?
Oh, bro, man.
Like How much Sudafed are you taking?
You know you're going to take it orally,
so I can
right?
I be here today.
He's taking it penally. Stuffing Sudafeds in his hole.
My right nostril until about an hour ago was just pouring. Pouring.
You just mentioned 30 years of my life.
So you just hammer Sudafed until it goes away, and then you got like a marshmallow penis for fucking days.
The same thing that runs your dick around your nose.
Sudafed dick. That's the newest. I've never heard that.
Me either. You don't know about Sudafed dick? Get fucking Dr. Steve on the phone. It's a nightmare. And then your prostate kind of get, you know.
Large?
It swells up. On the Sudafed. So now you're having shitty, dribbly fucking leaks every 10 minutes.
I had no idea Sudafed did that much to your body.
Are you kidding me?
So that's if you like on some type of Cialis or something, would Sudafed work against that?
I mean, if you're on Cialis, who gives a fuck? Something good's happening.
I know, but if you're gonna use something that's gonna knock the Cialis out of your system and shrink your dick,
when you're on Cialis, don't touch anything else.
I think if you do, I'm gonna guess. We should get Dr. Steve on for real.
Yeah.
If you do a Sudafed and then you do a Cialis, I think it cancels each other out.
Oh no!
I think you're back to fucking. It's like 50 square
bucks.
One.
That explains that weekend.
I think.
You're just slapping her.
It's hard and wormy.
Yeah. It's unruly. Huh. Half veiny and unruly.
Oh, Jesus, dude. It's like, my dick's been like a mushroom cap all weekend.
Oh, my God.
It's embarrassing. Dick like an 80s bully in a sleeveless shirt. Sleeveless shirt. It's like, I'll fuck that bully up. He's not even big. It's 80s bully.
80s bully is the best thing ever.
80s movie bully.
Oh, it's embarrassing. And then you take the Sudafed, I don't know, it's 7 in the morning, and then that night you still can't sleep. Because you're speeding your fucking face off.
Yeah.
So you do this not out sleep all night where you feel like maybe you slept for 3 minutes, then you're awake again. Hurry at line 11, I just heard. I got to shut up for a second. Let's go to Dr. Steve. Dr. Steve.
Hey, man.
Tell him about Sudafed dick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What was the musical like?
I didn't know anything about that.
It makes you impotent for a little while.
What?
Dude.
You've heard those stories about people who take Viagra and they get an erection for 4 hours.
Yeah.
It's called priapism, and they have to go to the ER. Well, the drug that we use to stop that is Sudafed. That's one of them.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
I thought Tim Mello said when that happens, just call more ladies. Here's the Tim Meadows, huh?
Wow, Tim Meadows. He's actually funny, huh?
God, here we go.
There he goes, burning the bridge.
I didn't even see it. I didn't even see it smoke. That just thing went up.
I never got the Tim Meadows. I'm sorry.
Just went up.
Did you get the Tim Meadows?
Yeah, I got it.
Fair enough. Anyway, Dr. Steve, tell him more.
Yeah, so the one time that I took Sudafed for a prolonged period of time, I went to have conjugal relations and nothing happened. I couldn't figure out what was going on, and I realized it was the Sudafed. I felt so good during the day because the Sudafed kind of speeds you up a little bit,
right?
But it will absolutely cause impotence. That's totally reversible, thank God.
Dude,
you stop taking the Sudafed and it goes away.
It's embarrassing.
I had no idea.
It's embarrassing down there right now.
I had no idea Sudafed had that. I had no idea.
And doesn't it swell the prostate a little bit?
No, I think you're thinking more of like a Benadryl.
What you the know,
I was on the Benadryl too because my eye blew out.
What?
Yeah. No, no problem.
Guys,
what round was it?
Did you fall off a motorcycle?
Then my eye blew out. It was like,
what the fuck is going on with Opie?
That's all that health food. That's why he's like that.
That green tea.
I look like Ronda Rousey. Yeah, well, I can't do a lot of greens because I'm allergic to trees and grass. So I'm a mess.
So let me get this straight. How the fuck are you alive?
Yeah.
So I was on Benadryl, then I was on the Sudafed. What else did I do?
How did I not know any of this? Like the prostate gets swollen from Benadryl or Sudafed affects your dick? Yeah. What does Flintstone vitamins do? What do two Dinos do to a nigga? What will two Dinos do to a nigga? I got swollen nipples because I took a Dino. Yeah, I'm on them Dinos.
I'm Dinos.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Sudafed side effects. Let's see. Fast pounding or uneven heartbeat, got that. Severe dizziness or anxiety, got that. Easy bruising or bleeding, whoa, slow down with that shit. Fever, chills, body aches, flu symptoms, got that.
Wow.
High blood pressure, severe headaches, yes. Blurred vision, yes.
What?
Ringing in your ears, anxiety, confusion, chest pain, trouble breathing, uneven heart rate, seizure. Everything but a seizure, yes.
This is over-the-counter shit.
This is on a Sudafed?
Less serious Sudafed side effects.
Well, dude, don't forget that's what they make methamphetamine from.
Stop making me hungry. Son of a bitch. I'm going to wave that in my face.
Loss of appetite. Loss of appetite, warmth, tingling, or redness under your skin, feeling restless or excited, sleep problems, fuck yeah, and skin rash or itching.
Limp-ass dick.
Well, I call it Sudafed dick. It's like a marshmallow, mini marshmallow down there.
Wow.
Dude, like nothing going on.
What the fuck?
Fucking nothing.
So what if you take it, Dr. Steve, if you take this like a prolonged period of time, what can it have lifetime effects on you?
Well, no one does.
No, as far as the dick is concerned, it's reversible. In other words, when you stop taking the Sudafed, blood flow to the penis resumes. So it's probably not long-term effects. Now, for people who have high blood pressure or on high blood pressure medicine or they have irregular heartbeats and stuff, it can cause real problems.
Now, blood flow to the penis, that was a Marvin Gaye album, right? There you go. I know your generation, Dr. Steve.
Speaking about blood flow to the penis, I got something to show you. Did you see the tape that came out over the weekend?
Why are you
Because it's going to ruin the sandwiches he brought in if I watch this fucking thing.
E-Rock.
Nah, I think you're still be
Wait,
good.
We're not allowed to talk about it?
You could say, you got to say alleged. I learned that.
Oh, no. What can we say about that?
Alleged.
It exists.
I thought you were showing me for the show.
No, I was showing you because it's very illegal.
What?
Why is
what?
It illegal?
Because it was a stolen tape.
I don't like the look on E-Rock's face. I know it's going to gross me out.
Can we just say alleged a lot?
Oh,
my
God. It's not alleged if you've seen it.
I've seen it.
We know it exists.
I don't know if it...
A lot of people know it exists.
What, what are that dude pissing on that girl?
That's not just any dude.
Who is it?
Wait, are we breaking something? Are we breaking a tape today?
I'm a
Colt D'Onofrio.
Are we bringing it back?
I would wait
Colt D'Onofrio.
Why would we wait on this?
Dr. King wouldn't wait.
Yeah.
Can we say it's alleged?
Yeah, let's say it's alleged for now, yeah.
Alleged.
Just, can we...
I have no idea what it is, so...
Yeah. Guy had a lot of hits.
Yeah.
A lot of hits.
And it's not the Kelly, R. Kelly.
A lot of hits.
No, R. Kelly, that's a Tuesday.
Okay.
Let me see if it's everywhere. If
a
it
lot
is,
of hits.
Oh, my God. Eric is freaking out a lot.
I hope know.
It's Mike J.
This guy, Dr. Steve, is the only reason I'm here today. I'm like, dude, what can I do to get my shit together so I can do a fucking radio show?
All right, it's all over the place.
It is all over the place.
All
right,
let's go. I'll let you go look at that. Is there any chance you have influenza, though? That's the thing.
Let me tell you something, Dr. Steve. If I got the flu, I'm touching everything in this fucking place.
Ah, damn.
Everything!
Oh, damn! Oh, no. Oh, no.
White people go down quick, too.
Yeah, they do. Oh, they fall.
Yeah, they fall. They're done.
I already got flop sweat. I'm just going to be fucking... I'm fucking doing this a lot today.
Oh, no.
I'm so happy now I can blame something else with my wife. Honey, I took a bunch of fucking Sudafed. Leave me alone.
Sudafed dick.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Show me this tape.
Oh, Dr. Steve, one other thing. You do a Sudafed and you do a Cialis. It cancels each other out, right?
Yeah, in theory, that might be. You know, if you had Sudafed dick, and you absolutely needed to have intercourse while you've got influenza, then I guess you could take a Cialis to counteract it.
Yeah. But sometimes these girls don't take no for an answer, doctor.
Sick, your blood pressure.
Got to get in this, huh?
What were you saying?
You can't just say no, man.
That was great.
Somebody else going
to I'd have to look to see if there's a drug interaction there that would prevent you from safely doing that. I'm not aware of it if there is, but there might be.
All right.
But anyway.
Thank you, Dr. Steve. Let me get this straight. Everybody saw the tape already except me.
Not everybody.
I walked in and E-Rock's like, you got to see this.
I've never heard of this
So
before.
I thought it was for the radio show.
Right.
But now I think E-Rock was trying to just turn everybody on in the office.
Creep.
He's just trying to get a room full of hard dicks again.
I'm not used to
and
in my life I'm not used to seeing things that aren't for the radio show.
Right. Everything's
I
radio
just
show.
Assume, all right, it's for the radio show.
Right.
Right off the bat. Especially with the guys you work with.
Yes.
That explains all those burnt bridges.
Yeah, no shit. By the way. Fuck you.
Why?
For that cheese shit.
What are you talking
about? On Thursday.
What cheese?
I've been off dairy, right? For a while.
Right.
Dairy and sugar.
Right.
And then you're describing cheese to that lady, the vegan lady from that movie Eating You Alive.
Not a real vegan.
And you lost it this weekend, didn't you?
I went home that night. And my wife goes, what do you want for dinner? I go, pizza.
The best way to move cheese around.
And I housed half a fucking pie myself. Mm.
How good do you
feel? We call it pie in New York City, by the way.
Yeah.
What?
You feel good, though, right, after you ate it? I mean, now something's wrong with you, but...
It was ridiculous.
So good.
I was weak after
and
that
New York
fucking
has
show
such
Thursday.
Good pizza.
Huh?
New York has such good pizza, too. What a great place where you can get takeout that's better than most pizzas. I just had a stroke.
You gotta be careful. Yeah, you gotta be careful, Manhattan. There's a lot of bad pizza, for real.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah, you're running across some bad... Whenever it's a pizza/something else, I don't fuck with it.
A lot of places do it right, but there's a lot of lazy places.
If you're a pizzeria/Dunkin' Donuts, I ain't fucking
Ouch.
With you. I ain't fucking with it.
It's a numbers game, right? Because there's so right. many pizzerias, most of them suck.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Can we say the name?
Oh, yeah.
E-Rock, we can't even say the name?
I don't know. This is... I don't know.
Yeah.
You is saw that, right?
To me? Sherrod got nervous for a second.
I recognize that bathroom.
Sherrod just got nervous.
Is that my tub? Oh, it's Chuck Berry in now.
I didn't say Chuck Berry.
Oh, I saw this years ago.
This one?
I don't know about this one, but I've seen him peeing on girls. He had, like, old footage from when? Allegedly.
Let's go allegedly. I've never seen...
Allegedly.
I've barely seen Chuck Berry.
And the quality of this video, I could honestly say... I think it's Chuck Berry.
But that was his thing. Oh, my God.
That was perfect.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this footage looks great. Like, this is clearer than what I saw.
There's two tapes spliced together here.
Okay.
But I walked in, and E-Rock's like, you got to see this. And then it's farting or something?
No.
That's the
queefing?
Yeah.
Spoilers.
You're a sick fuck, Eric.
This is Game of Thrones for your ass.
You've seen this shit.
I see another video. I didn't see this angle before.
Really?
Yes.
What's the story? Allegedly.
Oh, he's farting on hookers. That's the title of it.
What's the story with this?
The story is that these tapes were seized during a raid in the late 80s. They raided his house on drug suspicion, and then they also found out that he was planting cameras, allegedly, in women's bathrooms and taping this stuff without them knowing.
Okay.
And this came from that series of tapes, allegedly.
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 Allegedly, allegedly.
And there's a problem playing it now.
They shut it now. They shut us down.
Uh-oh.
We're shut down.
Could be our old computers.
Yeah, you just got hacked by Putin.
We got a white woman with her mouth open.
Yeah, that's somebody's Nana now. That's 30, 40 years ago.
And then this dude, if it is him, I don't know for real. I just made a joke that I think it is, but I really don't know for sure. He's relieving himself, and she's all about it.
He's got great abs.
And then later on, she's, she's eating his ass, and then he farts.
Right in the face.
Right, E-Rock.
Yes.
How much does that cost to do that?
It'll run you about
$1,300.
It's going to run you about $1,300.
It's going to run you about $1,300.
Wow.
Wow. Right, my man.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I never tape things, really. But you know he's going to be out there. If you taping like this and you're old dude, you're going to forget. Is Chuck Berry still alive? I mean, is this dude still alive?
Yes.
Chuck Berry's still alive?
Yes.
Good for him.
What is he, 80-something?
I don't know. I'll look it up.
Oh, yeah. Then we don't know if this is fucking Chuck Berry.
I mean, if it is him, he has to clean his colon in the business.
But the video is in all the usual places, right?
It's a lot of black action going on over
there.
Yeah,
right?
It's getting blocked.
The Sherrod Channel.
I don't know what's going on, man. It looks like they're trying to shut down videos as we speak.
Yeah. Sherrod's got race wars on the side of this thing. Look at
this does like my college years.
And Sherrod college. Meeting fans in Sag Harbor.
You son of a bitch. Where'd you get this footage?
She looks like she wants her money back.
Yeah, look at this. She's like, oh, that was really funny, Sherrod.
Lord have mercy.
By the way, yeah, he is 90 years old.
90?
Yeah.
This video was taken 2 weeks ago, so.
He didn't have Sudafed dick.
He's in those old folks' homes in Florida.
Never.
He
fucking
is an old folks' home.
No, but
that's what he shot.
You don't take cold medicine, Carl, huh?
No, I've got
cold medicine. Will fuck you up. You might as well just be sneezy and drippy all night.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. The side effects are a nightmare. Just so you can breathe some air.
Yeah.
There you go. We got a little action now. There.
Oh, there he is. Wow. Oh, that is such a hotel room. And look at him looking like a Negro League baseball player.
Willie Mays Hayes.
He's like one of the Marnocks. You Negro League tearing that pussy up. I heard he pitched 14 innings.
Looks like you
no glove.
I got nothing. I got nothing.
Looks like you played for the Milwaukee Brewers back in 1972.
Look, she's going in too. Goddamn.
Well, she certainly is there.
And she got the feathered 80s hair. You got to respect that. She got some Farrah Fawcett on top of a dome.
Yeah, that's some. That's quite the do.
That's somebody's nana. She's an old lady now. She's a grandma.
And then E-Rock told us not to play the audio, but then there's a fart, and it's, you know,
yeah,
it brings it all together nicely.
Can we at least play the fart? I mean,
it's a nice sorbet at the end of your meal.
That she was not expecting.
An old man fucking.
I can't concentrate with all this side Sherrod shit going on this time.
Just a good golly Miss Molly fart right in your mouth. I don't know what songs he's on.
That's Little Richard.
Who cares? I don't separate those blacks. Yeah, she's going in. This
there
is my. Oh, there
she,
we go.
She,
there we go.
Oh,
She jumped up.
She got a stunner.
Oh, my God. Oh, that was too funny. And she went right back in.
She's like a Navy SEAL of ass eating.
Yeah, that's 1300. That's going to run you 13.
That's 13, right?
That's a hundo. That's 1300.
You have to throw a little extra if that happens. Out a fart.
You need to. I mean, it's the gentleman thing to do.
Yeah, you got to tip. You got to tip out.
She's doing it right though.
Oh shit!
What happened?
It's like her hair breathes back too. Like she had blown, like wind blown hair. She like a shampoo commercial in his asshole.
She got a good golly, Miss Molly.
It's like you're in that wrong person.
Oh my God. Stop separating those people.
Oh, Chuck Berry did a version of Good Golly, Miss Molly.
They all sung the same songs, didn't they?
Right. Look it up.
She is going hard.
Why does my joke have to be accurate? Fuck it.
You know when you get an eye test and they shoot that thing of air into your eyes?
You're fucking dark, like aren't you?
She was testing an air pump before she blew up a bike
track. Eric's very dark.
Dude, I'm starting to notice that Eric is fucking total two lives. Like,
he turned me on to the down blousing thing.
He probably eats babies and shit when no one's paying attention.
I gotta
stay young.
Oh, I'd love to get into that kid's head.
Oh, no, it's dark in there, man.
You think it's dark?
Yeah, that's like serial killer dark in there.
Yeah,
darker than what's on the screen.
This chick is going in.
He's so scary.
Yeah, she's going in.
I mean, I like that she's busy with the booty hole, but she's still got time to, you know, play with the shaft and get to the ball.
Trying to find part
1388. It's a lot of money. Tape.
I mean,
you hear E-Rock? I'm trying to find part one.
Because it's hard to follow the story now without seeing part one.
I'm trying to find part one.
You can't watch Back to the Future 2 first.
You watch it out of order. You don't know the story.
Right, right.
So this is what he was doing when his cousin called him in Back to the Future on the phone?
That was awesome.
There it is.
That was awesome.
There it is.
Oh, that's why he couldn't hear him.
There it is. telling you right now.
That new sound you've been looking for, nigga, I'll call you back. Let me call you back, motherfucker.
Someone has to splice that in now.
I'm telling you right now, I'm tweeting this shit out if you follow me on OP Radio. I'm tweeting this shit out right now.
Oh, no.
Fuck yeah.
There goes my Food Network contract, right in front of you, right in the garbage.
Oh, strong.
In it's other... that new sound you've been looking for.
I'll get two stroke.
Bro, CR250.
Like sheep, they're following me for the tape.
Like sheep. Clickbait. Clickbait. Sudafed Dixus, follow me.
Right. Oh, clickbait. Dude, can I tell you what I did last night? I organized my entire day to have everything done with kids and all that, and cold medicine and Sudafed Dick and
that's my
all
favorite.
This shit, right? So I can watch the Cavs and the Warriors.
Right.
Blowout.
Blow the fuck out.
It looked fucking
And plus, J.R. Smith wasn't there.
Well, J.R. Smith's dealing with a mini preemie.
Yeah, his baby, yeah.
You heard that about sucks. That, right? Yeah, yeah. His baby was born 4 months early.
Shh. But,
like a pound.
Oh, that's scary
that's
shit.
That's touch and go.
No.
Fuck.
That's like minute by minute attention for that kid.
Yeah.
Like four doctors. I know a little bit about this.
Right.
Not my kids, but whatever.
Right.
Without getting into too many details. There's four doctors watching those kids like minute to minute.
Wow.
That is scary shit he's going through.
Thank God I had nothing to do with shit like that.
4 months early.
Why so preemie?
I don't know, man. Sometimes they just...
It happens, yeah.
They just want to start the basketball career.
That happens sometimes.
Maybe the kid's so tall, his legs just run, was out the womb. Basketball kid. He already had LeBron's on.
You really got to pay attention to Opie. He says some fucked up shit. I'm looking at the screen. All of a sudden, it comes in through my brain. I'm like, holy fuck, that was lethal.
I'm blaming it on the Sudafed today. Pay no attention to the man behind the microphone today. Yes, Carl.
I heard some rumors at the Lululemon at the mall by my house.
All right.
That Colin Kaepernick's coming to the Jets.
That's a possibility.
It's definitely happening.
Oh, Christ.
It smells like what the Jets would do.
This is exactly what the Jets do.
It's exactly what they would do.
Why?
Because this is what we do.
But that's almost like saying, like, you know, we're building a losing team.
Do you understand that the Packers have had two amazing quarterbacks since 92?
Yeah.
Is it 92?
Yeah, it's when first started.
Two.
Now look
They've
where
had
they are.
Two amazing quarterbacks.
Two Hall of Famers.
Right. Back to back. You know how many quarterbacks the Jets have had in that period of time?
1,600.
I would go close to 30.
And why is it so bad?
I don't fucking know. But I would bet that's happening.
I heard it.
I think because Mark Sanchez happened. Was such a bust in New York, he should have been, because he's a smart dude, he knows football, but it just didn't work out with him. Then he had the butt fumble and
right.
infamy.
And he hasn't really done much since then. Lewis.
100%.
Cash.
You went, what, 2 for 4?
I went 2 for 4. I didn't do as good as other people in this room.
4 for 4.
You went 4 for 4?
Oh, you went 4 for
Lewis,
4?
Lewis, give it to him.
Yeah.
4 for 4.
You went against the Cowboys, you son of a bitch.
4 for 4.
I picked the Packers and the Steelers.
But why don't you tell me that shit? We can gamble together. I can make you a ton of money.
Well, I got beat up on Instagram. I poked a little Instagram live as we were getting ready for the show today, and a guy's like, that's... If you're not using the point spread, that doesn't mean shit going 4 for 4. he's kind of right.
Yeah, but if you're not gambling.
He's kind of right.
Unless you're gambling your family's earnings away.
I didn't bet. After the Giants, I'm not betting anymore. I lost everything. My kid's not going to college.
Yeah, one of my dudes, a friend of mine, whose friend, who he just showed his ticket on Twitter. He bet $300 a few months ago.
On the Cowboys?
On the Green Bay. Some shit like that. And he... Won 28 grand.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
Is he rolling it over?
I don't know.
Is he rolling it over?
He's a degenerate.
The most degenerate like trigger I've ever seen. He didn't even flinch.
Yo, is he rolling it over? That Sudafed didn't stop your degeneracy.
I used to work the football gambling sheets in high school.
Oh.
Got into it from the assistant basketball coach. He pulled me aside. He knew I was weak.
Boy in the bubble.
He's always sick.
Now that I'm older, I'm like, that motherfucker knew I was weak. It came from a poor family, that motherfucker.
Holy shit.
So he's like, hey, man, you want to make a little extra money? I'm like, well, slow the fuck down with that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So then we went to the other side of the school where the
He's looking around. He's looking around his studio.
But what?
Well, I mean, we used to call them waterheads. Okay.
The jellyheads?
Well, we had a jellyhead section in our school. Yeah, yeah, right? Used to.
And well, you had a whole section was like trailers out there.
Dude, there was a hallway that you just didn't go past. I think the lights were even dimmer.
Yeah, because they get crazy if the bright lights.
The whole school would have action, and then this one hallway. Yeah. You just, the word got out day one, and like, yeah, you don't go down there.
You drop your lunch tray, fucking things pop off. The jellies go nuts. Right.
Assistant coach goes, we're going down there. I'm like, all right, what the fuck? And then he let me in that it wasn't going to be some weird fucking sex shit. It
Chuck
was,
Barry type
It was football shit.
Allegedly.
No mouth fart.
So then I became the kid that was handing out the sheets every week.
Really?
In my high school.
Good for you, man.
And then I had to pay my math, was it a math teacher? I got to get this right. One of my teachers hit. Hit like 12 for 12.
What?
For a big number. And then the whole class, he's just looking at me. I'm like, don't worry, I got your fucking money.
No shit.
Swear to God.
You used to ride like that?
And then he wanted me to do it when I went to Geneseo, when I went to college. I'm like, I'm out, bro. I'm out. I was out. I think I did one season, maybe two. I'm trying to remember.
Wow.
This is so many fucking years ago. But I had to pay off one of my teachers a big number.
That shit. Is inappropriate shit.
What's a big number?
It was over $1,000.
That's a lot, man, for a little kid to see that kind of money.
I was like, I was in probably 11th, maybe, yeah, probably 11th, I think I was doing.
Who was your muscle if someone didn't pay?
The fucking assistant coach, I guess.
Yeah, he would clean them
up. I would meet him in the weird section of the school, and then we would fucking do our transactions. He would give me all the people I had to pay out.
Wow.
Good for you, man. That's why you're successful.
Fuck.
That was real school. What you were doing besides was bullshit.
I agree.
Fuck right? That, man.
You learned how to read people.
I was
hustle, grind it out, Opie.
I was Candyman. I think he knew I was Candyman and goes, fuck the candy fucking scheme. You know, I would bring candy to school and then people would pay
What drugs are candy? What would that mean?
Just regular
regular candy.
Regular candy.
I don't want to talk about selling candy. But
then hike up the price.
That's how Cuban he is.
Yeah.
Is talking. That we talking coca?
I'm not like candy. I'm like, what does that mean? What weight is that exactly?
this motherfucker knew I was weak.
How many
he
kilos
knew I was
of
weak and poor.
You're wrong, sir.
And used you? Maybe he knew you had needed opportunity.
He knew you were strong.
I needed the money.
He knew you were strong. He knew you were a grinder.
I don't even remember what I was getting a week or any of that stuff anymore.
Opie plays don't that remember. LL Bean shit, but he's a fucking gangster.
Yeah, he's from the street. He's dirty.
Yeah, I'm from the street, all right.
The salty streets of Long Island.
Of Huntington.
Huntington, Long Island.
Not even Huntington Station. That's funny. If I said Huntington Station, a few people would go, oh, okay. All right. No, Huntington.
I think New England knows how to beat every team left.
Oh, yeah.
I think every team left, they know how to beat them.
It was shaky with Houston for a little bit there.
Beginning.
Then they were like, all right, we got this.
Yeah.
And Houston did pop Brady a couple times, so maybe that'll affect him this week.
Yeah. Come on, bro. He's like a cyborg, man. He's a cyborg.
No, why? Because when he gets hit too hard, he fucking gets mad at everybody. And then the ref's like, all right, I'm sorry, Mr. I'm sorry. That'll
Don't
never happen again.
Don't get me
he
fired.
He really got more control than anybody on the field.
Well, he tries to think. Whatever. Some people think the league's against him and stuff, but they also listen when Mr. Brady fucking talks if he's been hit too hard.
Yeah. He has an aura. When I met him, bro, like.
You met him?
Yeah. I met him. And
I think that's what I pitched with. Did I see a picture of you and him or no? That was,
I was with him, and it's my kid met him and made it a complete embarrassment and mockery out of the whole fucking thing.
Why? Yeah.
He wouldn't shake his hand. It was embarrassing. My kid turned into a piece of fucking IKEA furniture.
Your kid wouldn't shake Tom Brady's hand because he's a Giants fan?
My kid went full jelly. It was embarrassing, bro.
I like that. I respect that.
I respect that, too.
Well, everyone thought he was making fun of him. You know what I mean? Like, or he didn't like him. But he wanted to meet him the whole day.
He's a kid, though. Why would that be embarrassing?
Yeah, he's such a child.
Because he wanted to shake his hand the whole time.
Yeah, but how old was he?
10 years old.
Dude.
He was shy.
I'll tell you right now, if Brady walked in that door, I'd be like, I'm gonna.
Big dude. Man.
I would blow him.
Well, I'm 5'7", so everyone's kind of big for me, but fucking big dude, man.
Yeah, he's a tall dude.
Edelman was small when I met him. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, small guy.
Is that your son?
Yeah. Look at him not shaking his hand.
Look at the guy putting his hand on my son's head, like thinking that, you know, something's wrong with him.
And he will not shake his hand. His hands out.
That was so long, just standing there.
That's hilarious. How long ago was that?
That was this summer.
Where were you guys?
Amazing.
We did a Best Buddies. So I went with the Food Network and Tom Brady and the Food Network and Guy Fieri do a Best Buddies thing in Boston for special needs kids.
Amazing.
So we went and we cooked and everything, and Boston people are the fucking...
They will tell you to go fuck yourself in 3 seconds.
They're like old Brooklyn. Like, not New Brooklyn's gone. It's gone.
There's just some traces of it, so very few. Little pockets.
Little pockets.
Here we go, Antonio Brown. But luckily for Antonio, he's the best player on the team. So
true, but they are going to discipline him and fine him, because that was definitely breaking the NFL social media rules.
Yeah.
Here's Antonio Brown doing a little Facebook Live. And everybody
say amen. Amen. Point in the journey, man. Not a lot needs to be said.
It's Mike Tomlin.
Let's say very little moving forward. Let's start up preparations. We spotted the assholes a day and a half.
He called the Patriots assholes.
Is anyone surprised by that? Is that the problem here?
That's it.
Oh, please. They're all calling each other assholes. We're going to make believe that's not happening in the locker room?
You know, I don't think that's news.
Media makes a big deal about it. Then they got to ask Bill Belichick, who's the best person in the news conference I've ever seen.
He's
amazing.
Snap face, he called
He just started shitting on
I don't watch Snap face.
Did he say that?
Yeah, yeah. Like a little teenager. Like, man, I don't do that Snap face Insta stuff.
Look, I don't do Snap face.
I love him. He is the best.
Isn't that great?
He's Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. I don't do Snap face. Get off my lawn.
Into the chatter,
I just love that he shows up for the Super Bowl in a shitty hoodie. It's just the best. He don't give a fuck.
He woke up in that hoodie.
Right.
That's what makes him one of the best. He don't give a fuck about anything but football.
I don't even think he cares about winning it.
He sounds like a great father.
I don't know if he even enjoys winning a Super Bowl.
I bet you he locks the fucking door of his house and he screams for a week when it's done.
Really? Yeah.
Those people like that, I mean, he goes home, he gives his wife a right hook, puts her right in the fucking carpet.
He's got a girlfriend.
Yeah, she gets it.
He got a girlfriend? She hot?
I don't know. Look at it.
I see why he's so grumpy. That motherfucker, holy shit. He's dressed like he's still a wrestler from high school.
he's like Roland Campos in football.
It's like money.
Look at those socks.
Yeah, right on.
God bless him.
I'm sure.
He's got every nickel he ever made in the NFL. He never spent it on
He's going to be rich for 300 years.
What is that?
That is the best. They put a model.
You got to explain.
It's fashion week. They got to run it down.
They put
him
in a fashion week setting.
Belichick.
It's in the back. Oh, that is an incredible picture.
That motherfucker loves wearing his knockaround shorts. Give me my knockarounds. My slippers and my knockarounds.
He's never had sweaty balls, bro. He's always
fully
ventilated.
I bet he has 100 knockaround shorts.
Oh, his whole closet is knockaround.
Kind of like the Jay Leno where he has a million blue shirts. That's what Belichick has.
He's every dad on his day off.
I've never heard that term. Knockaround
really?
Shorts.
Yes.
Oh, we all have our knockaround shorts, but you don't leave the house with them. You don't play in the Super Bowl with them.
That sounds like wealthy talk. Honey, in my knockaround shorts.
In my knockarounds. Well, whose turn is it to get beat by Tom Brady? Then Aaron Rodgers already take
Rodgers
that beat.
Yeah, are you kidding? Aaron Rodgers is on fire, man.
He's on fire, but
there's something to be said about hating your family.
And he's got a hot girl who came in here before.
Ah, she stinks.
You don't like her personality?
No.
You never was into half Asians.
No, she just had an attitude.
I love half Asians.
Well, she's just snarky.
Jimmy liked her. I liked her a lot. I despised her. She just comes across like just not nice.
She's got a little snark to her, but I like it.
And then she had her winter coat on. Help me out, Paul.
And then she complimented your shirt.
You can't see the lips.
She complimented your shirt.
Yeah.
What kind of shirt?
I forget what you were wearing.
My Opie Radio t-shirts?
Oh, my God. I knew that one. I saw that one coming.
There you go.
But now you can't. You got to roll.
76 and then 150 off of $300.
Well, it would go, they're up to 28, then it goes to 76 and then 150.
I'm out at 76 if it's me. I'm not taking that chance.
You're right. You're right.
I'm not taking that chance.
Yeah, I'll probably stay in for 28, but I'm going to pull it out at 76. I mean, goddamn it.
Because they can end up with nothing, right? And that would be the story. Nobody would give a shit about you. They would just make fun of you for the rest of your life.
Yes.
Right.
What an asshole.
$76,000.
Stay strong, Philly. Stay strong.
The Candyman says.
You also got to understand what city this is coming from.
Yeah.
Philly ain't fucking backing out.
Ain't
never.
They're going to let it roll.
I've seen some shit down there.
Philly, winning and losing is exactly the same thing in Philly.
Oh, my God.
It truly is.
It's true. It's
fucking
the story.
Beanie Siegel said that.
Yeah.
We started from the bottom to get to the bottom. Philadelphia.
Let me tell you something.
Beanie, baby.
I'll say this. Baltimore doesn't back out. Philly doesn't back out. Give me a city that would back out on this bet.
West Coast, make a big circle around the whole West Coast.
You don't got no faith in San Francisco or L.A.
That's the softest part of the country you've ever seen in your life.
You are, Leo. A little
I opened a restaurant. For somebody in California. The third day I was there, 36 people sent an email that they couldn't work with me. That
why?
I was a monster. So they pulled me into the office and said, Carl, listen, we know you're a really talented chef from New York. Please, look at all these emails that we got.
But what were you
they're
doing?
They're babies. They're babies.
I was telling them that they were garbage. Because they were. But they were. We're opening a restaurant. It's a war.
Yeah.
Right?
I know.
So
I've seen Carl in action. It's yeah. crazy.
So listen. So they tell me, Carl, please, just this is California. Be nice. Why don't we set up a little group meeting with all the staff?
Right.
And you tell them a little bit about yourself.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, God, no.
No.
Lord,
no.
I said, no problem.
Oh, God.
Now the staff is all empowered because, like, oh, they calm down Carl, right? So they set up all the folding chairs at the restaurant 2 weeks before we open.
Right.
And I get there, and I'm like, it's come to my attention that some of you don't like me. Jared, Gary. That's when they knew all of a sudden. Don't fucking, it was the worst thing they ever did to me.
Right. Oh, that's great.
I said, raise your hand, anyone that's gotten reviewed here by the New York Times. They all sit there. I says, exactly. We're going to do it my way, or you're going to go back to your little job at Dave and Buster's, where the fuck you came from. And the guy comes, he goes, okay, Carl, thank you very much. Take care now. But after that, they're like, all right, he's a psycho. But we opened the restaurant.
Did he keep most of those people? Was it a bloodbath?
No, I fire them automatic. First staff you fire, boss. They're dirty. They got cancer.
You just get rid of them right away.
Yeah, because the first staff is, it's like think about a rocket going into space.
Yeah.
You know, if you have different fuels, the opening staff has different, you know, different traits than the lifers.
Right.
You know, and you want the good looking people. You want the thin people.
You want energy.
You want that energy, that hi, how are you? Like those real psycho-y people.
Not somebody already set in their ways there.
Right. You want all the actors and stuff, but they don't last.
Right.
That's why they are who they are.
They want something bigger than that. Right. They move on. I get it.
Makes sense. One other sports story. Moving companies are refusing to move the Chargers. You see that, Lewis?
What?
Good.
Hilarious. They can't find a moving company to help the Chargers move to L.A.
They don't have dirty Russians in San Diego like they got in New York?
Sherrod, we're opening a moving company.
I can get the fucking six Russians to move right now.
I think the story's being blown out.
Yeah, it's a fake story.
I bet you there's maybe one or two that said hell no, and then, I mean, come on.
Because they're trying to keep the team there?
Dude, that's big business to move a football team.
It's fucked up.
For your moving company?
Yeah. They were like the, what's the name that in the middle of the night for the Colts?
Yeah,
the
Indianapolis.
Oh, that was dirty. In the middle of the night.
Can you imagine waking up and your team is no longer in your city? Yeah. That was fucked up.
Well, you know what? They wouldn't give him a fucking stadium. I went to college in Baltimore. Memorial Stadium. Shit. My high school had better facilities. Memorial Stadium looks like, holy shit, I can't even compare. Like, remember, what was the old stadium in Philly?
What? I know what you're talking.
Because I did an NFL commercial there years ago, and it was like, I was like, unbelievable. This is stone seats. Right. The seats are made out of stone.
That was where the
what are y'all doing?
That's where the Phillies played way back in the day, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I love Maryland. I love that whole
area.
That
might be right. There you go. Franklin Field, maybe.
When you got an old stadium and you see new shit popping up, it's like, yeah, this can't go on. That's why when they did Oriole Stadium, the new Camden Yards.
Right. I love that you mentioned Baltimore moving in the middle of the night because You've seen that 30 for 30, right? The band played on.
Oh, so bad.
Oh, if you want to, if you
so
want to.
Brutal.
Oh, so pathetic, so sad. Oh, ESPN plays it like these guys are like local heroes. I'm like, get a life. The band, the marching so band, decided to keep going even though the team was gone, and they would show up at all these parades and functions, and they were rallying, trying to get a team back in Baltimore.
They finally did it, though. They finally got.
It had nothing to do with the band.
No, the band.
They gave him a little credit for it, but. Oh, that 30 for 30 is so fucking sad. Wait, someone's living room practicing.
The Titanic band had a better future than that.
You've never seen this?
I don't know anything what the fuck you're talking about. But let me just. Telling me that a bunch of fucking bozos with useless instruments kept playing?
Yeah, because the band was a big part of like the Baltimore scene, the Charm City, and the team.
Right.
I throw kerosene on them.
I think it's called When the Band Played On. Is it called When the Band Played On?
Well, fellas, it's been a pleasure playing with you.
Yes!
Oh, no, sink.
Titanic
bubbles.
Oh, I would be gone with my clarinet.
I have to say, fellas. I have to
I'll
say,
be
fellas.
Gone with my clarinet.
I would be taking my clarinet and hitting heads on my way out to
Street
make
Opie.
A path.
That would activate Street Opie to Candyman to knock people out.
Yeah, you make believe it's the women and children first.
Fuck all that.
I would just stand to that shit.
Oh, no. But if that happens, I'll be like, I identify as a woman. You see it on the internet. You can do that. Get the fuck away from me.
Oh, I would make it look good. Like I was trying to save a woman, and oops, I fell over the side.
Come women want everything equal except for on a sinking boat.
I would float
it's like, yo,
on
equal
women.
Pay. You want equal everything, but what is women and children? Fuck that. Children. We all dying, bitch. We adults.
Yeah.
It's called wouldn't. Yeah, okay. The band that wouldn't die is the official name of the 30 for 30. It is.
That wouldn't die. Zombie band.
It is amazing.
It is.
That one is a good one.
Oh, my God. They look,
they're showing up, and people are almost like, oh, will you please stop showing up? It's really, this is really sad. This is really sad now.
It was a hard. And I love Baltimore.
And then there were like band members that were like, hey, man, I got to, you know. Then they're getting shit for leaving the band. Like, yeah. You don't believe in us?
Nobody does. That music sucks anyway.
I gotta watch that one again. It's called The Band.
Die. I'm watching
man,
that this weekend.
That's bad. We'll be back.
Boo, 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 boo.
Boo 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 boo. Boo 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 boo.
The girl who is with me when I first walk into the Weight Watchers meeting is a black chick who weighs me in. And she said to me during a break in filming, like, hey, do you want to rehearse with me? And I was like, I was kind of awkward and
you
weird.
Blew it.
I blew it.
Ah!
Said you want me to come to your room and
bro, I wish there was shit like that.
Oh!
If being on TV was about gaining weight, bro, I'd have 19 fucking Oscars. By
now. You wanted to fuck you.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I just wasn't into her.
You?
I wasn't into her.
Okay.
No, I wasn't into her.
Not because she was black. Because she just wasn't attracted to
her. Yeah.
If it was Halle Berry, you would have said yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I want to believe you.
I don't know what chick.
I had
Halle Berry or not.
I had one black girl. I can't do
He's
this.
Not going down on some negress.
No, that's my story.
But
I don't know if you want to hear this.
I want to hear it. Wait, before you say anything.
This is my story.
Florentine has a theory about going down on black women. He says they all have bad odor. That's not true.
Why are you blowing up my story? He blew up my story.
Is that the story?
He blew up my story.
That's not true.
What was the story?
I had one black girl. She wanted me to go down on her. I did all the prep work. Then it was time to get to business, and it stunk so fucking bad.
Did it really?
And it didn't help this.
What black girls are y'all fucking with?
I don't know. But
a girl that likes white guys, you know she's all fucking crazy.
Did she have blue eye contacts? Did she have eye contacts? Colored eye contacts?
No. She have fake dreads?
Colored eye contacts.
No, she looked native.
That's Florentine story. Florentine story.
Sherrod wants to hate that.
Oh, I got hit.
Sherrod wants to hate that.
I didn't see how he'll be holding the nut chunk in that story.
I don't know. If you're going to go black, you got to go like native, right, Carl?
I lost my virginity to a black girl. She was delicious.
Yes, really? These girls y'all fucking live.
Sherrod, I'm not going to lie to you. I was bummed because I was like.
Really into her?
Yeah.
Was this college?
No, it was like...
2 weeks ago.
No. This was when we were off the radio and I was,
okay.
Single in between.
I can't believe you won't hit a black girl, but you'll eat sushi in the subway, bro. That makes no fucking sense.
No, I was...
That makes no sense.
I was ready to go, but then... I was ready to go. And I can't lie.
I think that that's all girls, though. That's not the case.
Stinky white girls?
I can't lie. No.
I had stinky white girls that I never said, all white girls smell like fucking...
Bro.
Never.
Yeah. You want to hear...
I had both. I had enough of them that I had at all.
I sit away from girls that work out.
That's Florentine.
No, you know when the pussy smells so bad it's actually a problem? Like, it's what is it called? I had that as my first girlfriend like when I was infection. Really inexperienced. I was in Geneseo. My first girlfriend had the smelliest. It was rank how bad it was.
Right.
And I used to, finger pop her. and then
favorite.
No, I'm laughing because... Yeah. It stunk so bad I couldn't get the smell off my fingers. And I remember being in my Honda Accord hatchback driving all the way back to Long Island for break with my hand out the window. It was the only relief I could get. I couldn't get the smell off my hands.
Crazy.
It was that bad.
Yeah,
and then
some bad ones.
And then it turned me off from oral because I'm telling you, I was inexperienced. I'm thinking, what the fuck does every pussy smell like this?
Yeah.
And then, obviously...
I went down to girl gave... like that. My face smelled like I got hit with a dead seagull.
What is the girl? The girls know what they smell like. If a girl don't stop you from going down there, she's a filthy bitch.
Bro,
how do you think I ended up there in the first place?
Because she's a filthy
bitch. She was innocent girl, 18 years old. And I come from a time they didn't have all the shit they got now in the CVS.
Oh, rough. But you
still gotta
going.
Do it though.
Don't count them all by one or two pusses.
You gotta keep it going. A skank Navy SEAL by fucking saying no to that. You
no, the black girl, that was a bummer because I was definitely ready to go.
If this is your first time too, I'm like, I don't want your first time to get ruined. Now you think that's what it is. And that ain't what it is.
I did it when I was really young. I dated black girls and they were the best because their bodies were developed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the girl, the white girls looked like him, but the black girls were
the
full
Puerto
grown.
Rican girls were fully developed.
She looked like a 37-year-old.
Fully developed.
Yeah. Really?
I remember this one girl, Irish. I ain't gonna say last name, but she
a machine
was the best. And we was like 13.
Any Puerto Rican girl named Iris is like a black star.
Half a day, money. She used to wear me out.